7:19 here at KUGN News Talk 590. Wednesday. Yes. And Wednesday it is. Give me, both of you gentlemen, give me a great big what's up?
What's up?
There we go. What's up Wednesday here, News Talk 590, KUGN, in studio today. We're talking moving ahead with Chris Henry, City of Eugene, and Andrew Martin with LTD. Guys, thanks for stopping by.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that. Who wants to take the lead and tell us about moving ahead and what that's about?
Moving ahead is a joint partnership between the City of Eugene and the Lane Transit District to provide safe and accessible transportation options for people in Eugene, whether they're walking, biking, rolling with a mobility device, or riding the bus. We're looking at investments over the next 10 years along five major corridors in Eugene: Highway 99, River Road, Cobra Road, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and then from downtown out to Lane Community College. Our community's growing. We're expecting over 30,000 people to come to Eugene in the next 20 years.
At least.
Yes, and we're taking a responsible look at how people can move more safely through our town.
Okay, so Andrew, from LTD's standpoint, this is important because?
Well, I mean, for a lot of reasons, we're really interested in safety and moving people through our community. We want to make sure that the bus is an attractive option, and getting the bus through the congestion that we're expecting is important for us economically, and also for our riders and attracting new riders that we hope to get with these projects.
What do you typically hear from public comments relative to the level of vehicles on our current infrastructure? Obviously, we can't just shake a magic wand and make roads appear.
Yeah, well, you know, building wider roads in Eugene is probably not going to happen. There are some projects that will do that in some ways, but mostly we're looking to make our system more efficient and make the best use of the space we have, and that's really moving people in buses. It's the most safe and efficient way to move people.
So, but we're talking about really a change of mindset, aren't we?
It is. You know, our nation over the last 100 years has grown up around the automobile, and more so in the last several decades, we've become dependent on that. Eugene has a history of creating really excellent transportation options for people. The Moving Ahead project with Lane Transit District and the City of Eugene is taking a strategic look, looking at a whole system of high-capacity transit options and ways to make it safer for people to walk and bike. All that, again, is providing options for people that don't have to rely on their car.
Andrew, what's the biggest challenge from LTD standpoint regarding you want more people to use transit, but yet again, I'm going to piggyback on that mindset. Everybody wants to go when they want to go, not on a schedule. What other challenges are we looking at here?
Yeah, I mean, we have a fixed budget, and we want to serve as many places and as many people as possible. But the more we spread out, the less frequent we can be. And, you know, one of the things about these projects is that if we can make investments in the efficiency of getting the bus through congestion, we can save some operational money and run service more frequently. When the bus is sitting in traffic, that's money that, you know, we can't spend on putting more buses on the road. So I think getting the efficiency up is important for us.
Sure.
Yeah, from the user perspective, the person that's going to ride the bus, if they were going to drive their car and they knew that their garage door would only open every hour or every half hour, that's different than, say, what if the bus came every 15 minutes? What if their garage door opened every 15 minutes?
Great point.
You don't have to think about a schedule at that point. So high-capacity transit that's frequent is really accessible for people.
Is there a timeline for all this to happen, or are we still in conversation mode as far as the project goes?
We're opening a public comment period beginning March 11th through April 10th. People can go to movingahead.org.
Okay.
To take participate in an online open house. And what we're asking people to provide feedback on is a range of investment options on these corridors. We're calling them packages, combinations of levels of investment. Do nothing now is one option. Have an enhanced corridor investment, a little more frequent bus service, some signal priority or ways to get through those points of congestion, all the way up to MX service, like you see the green buses around town. And we're looking at combinations again of investments over the next 10 years.
We're talking phases, obviously.
Yes.
Yeah, we're actually working on kind of an implementation plan right now to figure out, once the community tells us what they want to do and decision makers make that big decision, you know, it's going to take us time to line up the funding, prioritize the corridors, and figure out where we make those investments over that 10-year period.
I hope we can have this conversation again, guys, and get an update as we go along with the process.
Certainly.
Here. Andrew Martin with LTD, Chris Henry with the City of Eugene. Go Beavers.
Yeah.
I wanted to give you that opportunity. Guys, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having
us. Hopefully, we'll see you soon on another edition of What's Up? There you go, here on KUGN News Talk 590.